We can't keep on driving a wider and wider gap between the few who have a lot and the many who are struggling to get by. It is time to turn the page.
That's then-Senator Obama addressing a raucous standing-room-only crowd at Racine's Memorial Hall just before the Wisconsin primary in 2008. Now, nearly 2.5 years later, President Obama will make a return trip to the hall Wednesday under a new set of circumstances to deliver a message with a different emphasis.
I think that he's going to focus pretty specifically on some economic policy issues.
Carthage College political science professor Jerry Mass.
Now his approval numbers for job performance aren't where he wants them to be. If you look at some of the meta-analyses that average the polls out, he's, you know, hovering around 46-47% approval for job approval.
He says Obama will use the appearance to build support for his economic policies that at the moment put the need for greater stimulus ahead of budget austerity.
Well, his challenge really is to sell his ideas to the public, to increase the public's support for his administration and in order to build support for his policy proposals.
For some of Obama's supporters, those policy proposals sometimes include too much appeasement.
I, of course, don't necessarily like compromise because I, of course, am right.
That's Rondi Rourke, who took her then 5-month-old daughter to Memorial Hall for the February 2008 Obama appearance. Has her enthusiasm for the Obama presidency dimmed?
So the answer is yes and no.
It's just that for her and others, reality has set in.
We all hope that Obama would go in with his magic wand and fix the universe. And big surprise, he hasn't, because he didn't walk into the White House with the magic wand.
Rourke was one of the first three people we were able to track down from an old newspaper story stemming from the 2008 Obama appearance in Racine. They had identified themselves back then as strong Obama supporters, and like Rourke, they told us this week they remain so. Here's Deb Kligora of Caledonia.
I'm still very much a fan. I wish, though, that he was as strong of a person as he was when he was campaigning.
Kligora's husband, who's in the building trades and unable to find work, is about to exhaust his unemployment benefits, while Kligora herself is on disability due to a fall 2 years ago.
Right now, the two of us were scared to death, and that's why we need him to stand up and take the reins and say, look, I'm commander-in-chief.
Kligora is frustrated over Senate inaction on an Obama administration-backed proposal to extend unemployment insurance benefits. Even though new jobs are being created and the unemployment rate is dropping, the jobless rate in the city of Racine, currently at 14.2%, means Mr. Obama will likely come face-to-face with other unemployed workers during his town hall-styled forum on the economy Wednesday. One bright statistic for the president comes from polling data. Political science professor Mast says most of us still view Obama, the person, in a favorable light.
And so I think what he's going to try to do is translate some of this personal approval into support for some of his policy objectives.
For Wisconsin Public Radio, I'm David Cole.